They test him on bays.
I don't think it should. It says. Yeah. Tanar Rabbanan Ketzin Mitzvahs Yir Doimel Abed Mishnayim Rabban Kedeshus Rabban Reshus or you read this. The Bach says I feel the Besoyb Sheish I feel the Stomach Neshkis Chambon V'noy B'merik Yishus V'noy B'noy B'merik Shiptus. Even at the last second he could decide this is when I'm doing Yud. That's according to Rabban. Rabbi Yisrael Doimel Abim Yishus B'yoin K'di Lazus Imo Yisham Aputo. What does it say? Afno. Im yeshus b'yayim g'dalaz yim yashem aprut om b'kudeshus. Im lav in b'kudeshus. This video holds no, you have to have the yashem aprut the worth of the work before in order to do yid. And the understanding is, now, it's really machloikis in the Gemara before. The partial understanding is that the Chum holds Mois Avishayna, it's the Kedusha Nitnu. So the Kedusha money was given, and you have all the time that she's an Amma to do Yid, in order to do the Yid. And Yes Bidda says, no, the Kedusha happens when he cancels out the Shavaput of work. So if there's less than Shavaput of work left to do, you can't do the Kedusha. There's Mois Avishayna, it's a lab of the Kedusha Nitnu.
Physically,
yeah.
Let's say you want to give her yield. Can you do that?
What do you mean, give her food? That's not yield.
That's not
yield. To give it a katana, a pruto, that's regular than kedushin. That depends on the father.
Instead of giving the value of the work, in the end, give an actual pruto. That's not considered yield.
Clear or not?
Why not?
Where do we see that that's yid? Yid has to be tied. Yid is tied to the sale of the amivria. That means either it's the ma'is of rishonis, or it's the bittul of the malacha that she was supposed to do. A separate, disconnected pruta. That's a regular kedushin. A regular kedushin. A father can be makadosh is bita ketana. That's a regular din of father being makadosh bita ketana. How is that tied to the yid?
A father sells his daughter. He understands that there could be a marriage. He's already given his haskama. She's gotten the benefit, a pruta. That's it. Who cares? Right. The benefit is an hour less of, or is a day less of work, or a pruta.
Well, what do you mean? How does he know there'll be a marriage? Because there's such a thing as yid. It's only
reason. You know what? He doesn't even need to give it because
it's a separate, unconnected thing.
When is he marrying her with that pruta that you're talking about?
No, foreign marry her then at the end.
When is he marrying her with that pruta? You wanted to give her a pruta. When you wanted to give her a pruta?
What?
When you wanted to give her a
pruta? It could be, even the last second.
A second before the end?
You don't need a pruta according to the Chum because you already paid it.
According to Yosef Rabbi, when do you want to give that pruta that you're talking about? You and Ari are talking about.
Anytime.
When does he give her that pruta? Any time will work for sure. Because she says, I'm out. What do you mean? Give her
a pruta. Yeah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're saying, let's say he wants to marry her a weekend.
Her work's getting cancelled anyway the moment she becomes his wife.
Okay.
So she's getting that benefit anyway. Doesn't need to give her a pruta. So when is it going to be a pruta?
Yeah.
You're the only thing that can work.
Anytime, either way, that's what you're
saying. The only thing that your question can only be if there's less than a shavuot pruta of time at the end. And he wants to give her, and he still wants to use yield because she's still a shifka, he can still do yield, but he has to give her a pruta, so he gives her actual pruta.
It's got nothing to do with yield. You want to give a ketana pruta, ask her to give her father a pruta.
Then
say, I want to make a kaddish your ketana. That's what I would say. Why that lechoyro? Just because she's still an amma, so what does it do with anything? That's yield, is a certain din. Lechoyro.
There's not enough time there.
That's what I would say.
No, then there's a fundamental.
Yadav hefta. Pasuk says. In other words, because the pasuk says Yadav hefta, there's going to be a.
One second. I was going to get to that. According the way I was mazmin machlekes, that's got nothing to do with it. According to Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, there's a different sheet than the Gemara before. Everyone holds Ma'is Rishonis Kedusha Nitnu. Even Rav Yehuda bar Yehuda, and the only reason Rav Yehuda bar Yehuda requires. Opinion in Shabbat left at work is because you have to be a kaddish. It's a gzeiras hakosav. Yod v'hefta. It's a gzeiras hakosav. Nothing to do with the mois whether the Mois themselves. That's the other way of learning.
Not according to that sheet.
But not according to Achmed Yitzchak. The machlokes is
how, what.
With what you be makadisher?
Yeah,
that's right. Or either it's a Mois or Rishoyis.
It's money.
Yeah, that's right. It's money you gave to the father. And according to Yisrael Yehuda, it's the Shava Pruta of her work that she doesn't have to do, which you're giving to her. That's why we had these Gemaras about. According to Yisrael Yehuda, if I sent her to see the Kibbutz Kiddushah Seich, it should work. That's right, that's right. So our Gemara, the Chayra, our Gemara, Chayra is taking on, now the Gemara Chayra, right? Now the Gemara Chayra. The Dagmar is applying this to, although I'm not sure. I'm not sure. But Nachman Yitzchak might fit into this Gemara too. Meaning, well, let's see what the Gemara says. That's my point. The Gemara Moshel La'oymi. So Rashi learns. This is the big machlokes Rashi and Tosis. They learn the complete opposite directions over here. It's very interesting. Rashi learns. Mashal Loima means I'm going to learn from this machlekes to the following. If someone says Leisha is kachili me'achshav la'achar shloishim yoyim, I want the kedusha to start now, but the way Rashi explains it, but only if in 30 days I still want it. I'm making a t'nai in the kedusha that if in 30 days I don't want it, it's not it wasn't chal. But assuming in 30 days I still want it, it's really starting from now. That's why Rashi says it, right? Ma'akshav la'akhash roishim yoyim. U'bo'achav ha'kitchim b'soich shoshim yoyim. Someone else makadashim within those 30 days. And then the 30 days come, and the Rishon decides, yeah, I'm staying with this. So the din ish makadashas l'rishon, not to the sheni. So, mashal l'man, who are you learning that out from? Ilim mashal b'yesim b'yehudo, ho'am yeshus b'yoyim k'di la'asim, ima yishav ha'prut makadashas, v'im la'av lo'i. Yeah, the Chayr, this can't work with the Nachum Yitzchak, the Chayr. The Gemara is assuming, according to B'yesi B'yehuda, the Kedushin takes place at that Shava Pruto, when his Mavato heard work from that Shava Pruto. So where do you see any Ma'achshov over there? That's a straight out Kedushin. When there was a Shava Pruto worth of work left, he gave her Shava Pruto, and he was Mekadesh. Yeah, there's no Ma'achshov, there's no Yaakov Medaba, that's a Ma'achshov case. So must be you mean from the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon, we understand why. So Rashi explains the Rabbanon. Because according to Rabbanon, he's not a Kaddish with anything right now. He didn't give her anything right now. When did the Kedushin happen? A few years ago when he gave the father the money. Or a few, however long ago when he gave the father the money. And we say the Yid kicks in. So that's what we're saying is that just that according to the Rabbanon, it works. When I'm masking to it later on, it works Me'achshav. So that's meaning, when I decide to do the Yid, it works from the original time that I gave the father the money. So mikan raya to the case of me'achshav la'achash loishim yoyim. That's what Rashi learns. So that pshita, I mean, what's the chiddush? Avada, that's the same case. No, ma'od detema ho loy omale me'achshav kamash malon. No, you would have had a hava mina that just like by yid, he didn't say the words me'achshav by yid. He gives the money and later on he decides I want it to be chal. So maybe I can deduce from Yid that it should work even without the words Me'achshav. Just Lachash Shloishim should be enough to say that she's only Mekudeshes to the Rishon, not the Sheini. Kamash Malah, no. It's only if you say Me'achshav. That's the Chiddush. That's why it's not Pshita, because you might have thought that you could learn out even a bigger Chiddush. Even without Me'achshav, it helps. Kamash Malah, you need Me'achshav. Every Yid is like Me'achshav. So Frek Tois is basically two kashas. No, what Tois are two kashas in this? Number one is
Rashi first again. So Rashi is saying the way we're learning that first of all, you're learning out from these dinim of the
Yud, or from the Rabbanim's
dinim. From the Rabbanim's dinim, you're learning out to this
mashal. I mean, actual Rashi, Achash Loishim Yoyim. Correct.
Right. And the reason why the whole point of teaching is because you might have thought that without saying me'aksha, it would not work.
It would. You might have thought without saying, you might have thought without saying me'aksha, she's still miskadesh to kadesh.
Yeah.
And mashallah, no, you need me'aksha.
And I don't understand how I was even learning from it. I don't understand.
Because
what we're saying in the case of Rabbanon of you, that where a guy says may Aksham Shloshim Yom,
it's Mekudesh
to Kedushin. Because you know that actually it's not what we're learning. We're learning that.
No, that is what we're learning.
It is?
Yeah.
Then what does it mean?
Just the Gemara is asking, I pshita, of course, it's the same exact thing. Like, what's the Chiddush? The Torah said, no, because it's a Chiddush because you might have made a mistake. You might have looked at Yid and said, I don't hear him saying the word ma'akshav. Doesn't say the word ma'akshav. And yet I see the yid kicks in. So maybe I can say, even by a case where the guy doesn't say ma'akshav, even then it works. Maybe that's what I should learn from yid.
Okay.
He's been chazed, you know, don't learn that from yid. That's going too far. The most you can take out of yid is when he says ma'akshav. Because you have to understand every yid is like I said ma'akshav.
Essentially, you're saying, first and foremost, I'm learning it from you.
Yeah.
But the way they formulate the din by saying ma'akshav, the teacher, oh, you're not only just learning from you, but you also say ma'akshav. That's the...
We're learning from you. But don't make the mistake to think
that
you could extrapolate from you is even a non-ma'akshav.
I'm learning from this, but don't think it's like this.
No. Not don't think it's like this. Don't make the mistake to think yield is equivalent to a non-ma'akshav. It's not true. Yid is equivalent to me'akshav.
We're learning, the way I understand is we're learning the concept of retroactively, right? I mean, that we're learning retroactively by kedushin from you.
Just Gemara asks, so, Pshita, same thing, like, what do you mean mechadish to me? The answer is, I mean mechadish to you, because you might have thought to learn the din of
retroactive.
You might have thought to learn the din of retroactively going out the words me'akshav, and I'm telling you, that's not emes. Yid is like me'akshav.
Because by yield you have it.
You have
me'akshav.
You don't have the word me'akshav, but it's right, unspoken. It's built in. That's the chiddush. It's built in, exactly. You would have thought, well, he never said the word me'akshav, so if I'm going to be medamit to another case, I'm going to be medamit to a non me'akshav case. No, me'akshav is built in, and therefore the most you can learn out is me'akshav. That's it. Now, once so Tosfos has two kashas, two gishmaka kashas. One is, what a lot of people here are probably thinking. We always thought a mashal means I'm learning from the mashal to the nimshal. Right? That's usually how it works. The mashal is here to teach me something about this. Here, I'm learning to the mashal. It's just a funny usage of the word mashal. So I would have thought, if someone wanted, when you guys asked that question, I'd be like, Shkoyach, you're used to the word, you're used to the way we use the word, but who told you that's the way Chazal uses the word? But Taisa says, no. This is the way Chazal used the word. And therefore he has a problem with the way Rashi is using it. That's kasha number one. And kasha number two, interesting, is if that's pshat, so how do you know it's emes? How do you know that it's true that she's not miskadesh to Shani? The Rabbanan never said one word about that. The Rabbanan said, it goes to work retroactively. Did the Rabbanan say, oh, and you should know if the Shani gives it in between, the Shani means nothing? The Rabbanan never said that. So why would being
Uriah?
By Yid, right. So Rashi will learn, and Pshat and Gemara is, no, that's understood. With some reason that was understood. And if that was understood, we were able to learn it out to say, in this case, that she's not the Kadesh of the Shani, only to the Rishon. But Tais is saying, you know, maybe not. The Rabbanan never spoke about it. I don't know. The Rabbanan said retroactive, emes. But they never said that if a Shani comes in the middle, it won't help. Maybe it will help. So what right do you have to learn it out?
What does it mean by, in the case of yud, that are retroactive? What does that mean anyway? She was married from the moment that she was born.
That's correct. No,
she could have been.
No, she was so
yeah. Born. What it means is, yeah. If somebody else gave a kedushin, at the time she was sold, at the time the oven did yud, that kedushin was meaningless, even though he didn't do yud yet. Why? Because that's the case going to medamit to. The Rishon gave kedushin, the Sheni gives in the middle on day 15. The Sheni means nothing. That's the Chiddush. But Tais is just saying, but how do you know that the Chiddush is true? The Rabbanan never said that.
So why are we see, assuming that there is?
No, that's his kasha. That's Tosis kasha and Rashi.
Retroactive. What does it mean?
That's his kasha and Rashi, exactly. If that's shot the Gemara, so...
Why is it
so?
How does it work by regular Kedusha? He now has to, like, make up She'er and Ksus for that period of time?
Whatever.
Is that what he have to do? He's got to, like, you know, do more whatever of everything?
Whatever. One thing, whatever. All that matters is if the Shady's Kedusha is not...
No, but if it's specifically talking about it, if someone comes in between, and...
That's enough to me that we're talking about.
Is that possible anyway? What does it mean? Like, let's say a guy comes in the Kaddish, a Shifta...
An Abba Briah.
I buy an Abba, and someone comes along and says, okay, I'm married.
Did you hear a screaming yesterday at the end? You didn't hear a screaming over there? No, they were over there at that table. Wow. Well, what do you mean? Why shouldn't it work?
I would think that he's saying when you're free. Once you're free, you're married to me.
Ooh, so he's learning like you're me. Wait a minute. That the case of the Shani is that's only Chal after.
Well, how can
it
be?
With a year, of course. How can it be otherwise?
That's how Yemi wanted to learn.
That's how
Yemi
wanted to learn.
No, but why? What was why?
Automatically, as soon as you're free.
If the guy doesn't do
why
you,
can't, so why can't it work though? Why would you say it can't work?
I have a right to marry.
Any second. So that's good. Not because it can't be chal for some reason. Like he was asking, is it like your bumba that there's a zika to the odin and therefore there can't be chal? You're not saying that. You're just saying I'm taking away your rights. Meaning you have a chus to do something, and I just stole your chus away. You have time to. So that's how I was at. That's how I wanted to
But you didn't exercise the option.
Oh, yeah, but
well, you have it till 6 years. That's
what you
have
it. It's a 6-year option.
You had a certain amount of time to do it. Exactly.
No, you can't sell it to someone else while I'm
so
still
cash. Ah,
as long as the option's still viable. What, right? Okay, look, that was the kasha we asked yesterday. I mean, that's the way I wanted it, the kasha. That's the way I hear the kasha.
What's an expire?
I don't hear a kasha so much of a Zeko or something like that that it can't be chal. This kasha here, you bought rights. Well, whatever you paid for the Amabria came with a right, an option of being for how many years? Now someone else taking that away. Before that everybody should agree to it.
No, so this money, gets. The condition money was given in the beginning, so it's much easier to understand.
Yeah.
But if you say that it's at the end, so does that. But nonetheless,
he still has that right.
He still
has that option, right. So that comes to. That's a big cash on the next price. So the next price holds, Itaka is. So what happens to the rights? Yeah. So what happened to this guy's rights to do yid? So good. We don't touch that cash. We're coming back to Yumi's cash. My version of the Yumi's cash, the correct version. He's not here, I can get away with it. No, but you hear that? Okay, so you guys were tiny. Well, he didn't do his option. But I think they're right. I mean, you have a certain amount of time to do that option. I stole that time away.
Where does it say anywhere that you can't be kind of. Can't be
no, I don't mean mitzadik. I agree. Mitzadik Kenyan, I don't have a problem with that.
And why can't you say she goes that right away?
But mitzadik, that's why I used the word yesterday. But it's not clear. It doesn't speak it out. But they were saying maybe it means when the kedusha hasheni is chal,
she goes out.
Maybe the pshat is I'm don't think I can be poiter early. That I'm allowed to do.
Get her back.
First of all, how is it got? He goes to the father, obviously.
And if the father does a kedushin, then the father's got to pay the other. It's like a pigeon.
He pays him back.
It's like a pigeon. That's what they want to say. But that's a chiddush because it doesn't say anything about that over here.
Where do you say anywhere that you can be pulled to her by marriage?
Right. So it can't be by marriage. The chiddush, what they're saying is,
why?
If I do the marriage, then I have to do the pidyon also.
Well, that's a whole different story. That's
right.
That's
it doesn't say
something
that.
Else.
She's not
separate zot. She's a separate zot.
No, that's why she's new. That's Lasheni.
No, but a whole new fact. If you say the father goes and pulled to her, then somebody marries her. Of course, she's.
That's not what it's talking about. You're pulled there. You're not dealing with a case of Anna.
Or maybe what these guys are trying to say is that the kedusha is an automatic pidyon. Just. As long as I pay it, it's not
automatic. It's not automatic because if he doesn't pay, he runs off with the money.
It doesn't say that anyway. I don't know.
You just
but to get out of this cash, that's what they're saying. Right. together this problem. Like, what right do you have
to buy a company that's got a charger? You buy something that's got a warranty.
That's true. The guy
says, yeah. I want to marry
him. I've got 6 years. My warranty's got a 6 year term.
I can go there whenever I want.
Yeah, but
that's a kidjo. Then she's no longer a man.
Yeah, of course.
That's a different thing. That you paid me up for my warranty.
Thank you.
So it's like selling my warranty.
Svi and Yirmi agree. Svi and Yirmi agree. Even though the Gemara doesn't mention anything about that either. The whole discussion of the action of the Gemara is the Gabi the Rishon. You might have talked about the action of the Gabi the Sheni. But you guys want to say it, but that has
to be. You're not dealing with the marriage of an Amma then. You're dealing with a guy, he comes along with a point that he can marry him to whoever he likes. The fact that he does it before, after, if he could run up with the money, the idiot who gave him money to marry her, if he could run up with the money, then she's still that much, she's still blind. That's not the case.
They're saying
what we're talking about. We're talking about someone coming and doing
the Kedushin. They're saying,
a girl who's still in,
they're saying the father being Makabal the Kedushin. They want to say maybe the father being Makabal the Kedushin automatic thing. But okay, so it doesn't say that.
A whole new,
it doesn't
case
say that anyway. He wants to learn again, that the Sheni, even when we discuss that, the concept that the Sheni is chal, it's a little premature, because it's really the next price. This price, well, this price anyway holds the Sheni is not chal, but it's okay already now, because what's happening then? That the Sheni could be chal. So he wants to learn again, that just means it's chal after the year is worked.
He doesn't do the year. The
meaning the whole Gemara's discussion of the action is the Gabi Debishin. They want to say, but it's applicable to the Sheni as well.
So how can you take the youth away from the Sheni?
You
made it in life.
Svi wants to learn like you. That the Sheni...
Did you say that because you heard what he just said? You're
here with Grant. Yeah, is that what you meant?
Of course.
He walks around all day thinking people are talking about him. It's like...
He's masking to the correct way to ask the question.
So your ego's okay.
But he wants to learn. He wants to learn.
Obviously, he wants to learn.
He wants to learn the Teretz like you, that the Sheni is only Chal afterwards.
6 years.
So what's the case?
But
he's wrong.
Then it's more
Kashya. According to Mitzvah, he's wrong. But that's a Mitzvah. Maybe there's other ways of
learning. Like it's the right svar, but for some reason it appears that that's not the pshat.
We have to look. He saw yesterday, they brought to the Mitzvah that it's not true. It's chal
right away.
Okay, I don't know. There might be other ways of learning.
Do you look at Yid as a right or as a chit? Like, is it an obligation?
He won't say it's a right.
No, it's a right. You can't.
I would think it's a right. If it's an obligation, it's a right, that he has to, he's meant to marry her.
No way. No, I'm for you.
It's not a for you.
He can't.
You can take it away from him if you want to.
He needs to have the right when he buys her.
He needs to have that right. She has to, right? Isn't that...
And why can't it be Mecca's close?
That's what he's asking.
Yeah, the child's still there.
Meaning, Mecca's close. What do you mean by that? It means... He has a right to you and her, and you take it away.
Can't.
How can you take it away?
That's a shame.
Yeah, but it wasn't respected. What's it respected?
And if it happens at the end, it's a stronger child.
What's the whole...
Which means, Krivim is not, a good option.
Is it for her protection, or is it really for her?
No, that's a different
thing. Krivim is not a possibility.
Would a Chazal much rather her be married?
Plus the wife of the
Shem. Even according to that, that's not a good upgrade.
Right? Yeah.
Some guy wants to come, so the chances that maybe she'll get married. So here's a guy coming along.
He's going in knowing that they can't be you.
Because I'll say, here's a guy who wants to marry.
It's
right
he's going in knowing that they can't be you.
So fine. The other one get paid back. Obviously, I have to pay him for the work that wasn't done.
Well, that's the saying. You got to pay him anyway.
Okay, but I'm saying, but the reason why the Yishin is Chal is because the main point of Yud. She gets married.
Yeah.
Born,
but that's within
married.
The Raisa, though. You mean that they made a special. On the Raisa level, also, you can take it away from the.
Maybe it's a. When the time comes for her to get married, you do it, and if you don't do it, someone else gets it.
It could be any time.
That's what he's asking yesterday. That's what we're asking you yesterday. Do you mean to say to people that it can't be chal? So, no, you don't mean that. That's not the kasha. You mean. It can be chal, just that how can I steal his rights to do that? That's what I meant by the word Mecca Tos, see?
Huh?
So
it is chal. Even in the case of the regular case, the guy says
it is chal.
Kedusha is tefes b'chayv elavin.
Kedusha
is tefes b'chayv elavin.
It's chal retroactive.
It's not worse than chayv elavin.
No, for sure.
It's not worse. Of course, it should be chal.
Great. Next.
Ah. You mean? Oh, so then that's simple. That's what you do out of it then. And Echinami, like, you're not allowed to do it, but that's not the discussion, but you're allowed to do it or not. It's got to be, it's chal. It's chal.
Is it chal?
The whole discussion, our whole discussion is what right they have to do it. Maybe Echinami, you don't have a right to do it.
Right now, that, she's
that's
not,
not the point.
She's not married now.
Yeah, but your cash is Dini Mamonis. You want to say Dini Mamonis, so.
No, but anyway.
That's Kedushin, so it works.
Even that, so I know
married
right.
Or married woman.
Yeah, but we want to know Lagabe the halacha of Kedushin. Is it chal or not? Like you said, is that worse than a Kyle Hammond? Is that worse than a...
Kedushin's
type. Yeah, so maybe the whole kasha is, you know, can you do it? What right do you have to do it?
Is it the right thing to do?
All these things, it doesn't matter.
Is that
the discussion?
That's why I lost him.
Is that the discussion?
Which means, he pulled the bad one on the guy.
Yeah. Staka Osir, Taka have to pay in,
financial
Cuban. That's at the point. We're talking about that.
Yeah,
that's why are we getting all like worked up?
It's we want to protect people who buy Amavias.
What?
People who want to buy Amavias.
Protect the what? By
they should be able to protect people.
Yeah, okay. Okay, but you can't stop. I mean, but.
Close the fighting, like, close the fighting. Don't
talk
people
success. Okay, fine, very good. Remember that? That's the most of chat. No?
And
that's your
bank.
All the cashes are true, but like, that's not the point. The point is, it's chal. That's the discussion over here. Everything else is whatever, you work it out. All these.
You work that out.
Yeah. Sichek, exactly. Sichek Bodman.
It's
talking the wrong thing to do.
It's a jerk.
But that's not our Shilish.
I know the cash is, I know. So, but no, the cash is good. Bothers the cash. That's the question. That's what it's all about. That's not the title. I'm just saying, right. That's different. No. Back to the kasha.
No.
Because when's the father? If the cash is not on the Makadish, the cash is on the father, then he's Makadish or somebody else.
Right.
How does he have a right to do that?
Can he do that?
No,
so
we're back to the old
path. No, but it's Koyach. Oh, so good. So that doesn't bother me so much because it's Koyach to Oraiso to do Kedusha. It's still there. I'm going to say it's not there.
You married her up to three people? To 3 people? To 5 people?
No. I'm saying right now she's not married. There's a Koyach to Oraiso to marry her off. We don't need to be here yet. So it's talking the wrong thing to do before the Bukhulis. But
oh, so when he sells her,
rights to marry her,
but when he sells her to Shirkus, is he selling her?
He sells those
well.
Rights as well.
He's right. Selling
he's
the app.
Can't marry his right.
He's given up his right to marry them.
Yeah, so that's
her. He sells her
yeah. So that doesn't bother me. That's not true. Why should it be true?
Because I sold her over for
because you.
She's on deck for you.
Okay, but she's not married. He has a katana who's not married.
But who someone else has bought the rights to marry her over a 6-year period. Now you're going to marry someone else. What,
he has the option.
You're on those rights.
Well, yeah, good. So now we're talking about Mamanis. Now we're talking about... But the Koyach Kedushin should be taken away on a deraisa level because of that. That's what I mean. That goes to the other thing of Sichek Bodin. I mean, that's the question. Are you... Right. That part I'm saying I wouldn't bother me. I would hold that... Doesn't affect his koyach d'oraisa to marry him. That would be to me a tremendous chiddush, and that would be true.
Even if not to cash, I mean, he already sold his daughter to Sifu, so you could be such a mistake again. Marry off somebody else.
Yeah. Meaning, if that would be true, then you guys have a tremendous, then you have a tremendous kasha. But you can hear that that's not true. I mean, yeah, that's the question, right, exactly. That, do you assume that when the Torah said, you sold her Am Ivriya, and there's such a thing as Giyud, that means the Torah is saying, Kozman, the Odin, has this option of Giyud, you no longer have the right as a father to the Makadosh.
you have the right to a kiddush, but that kiddushin can't fall until that option ends. And therefore, what happens if he does now do yield? What happens now?
It can't fall to that.
What happens if he does?
Do these guys want to say? Can't be chalter after.
Let's say he didn't pay the pidyon money. He was mekadesh, so he didn't pay the pidyon money. Then this guy does yield.
So the, okay, so according to the second price, married to the first guy, the middle, the other guy.
It works.
Only according to the second price, right. That's right. Only according to the price.
Yeah, because if not, then Kiddush will shine.
If not, then anyway.
Right.
Then it's a done deal.
Yeah, we Rinaldi. Okay. That's a discussion. Okay. Let me know if you find any more information. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. It's encouraging, or is it? What's the discussion? The discussion is the condition of chal. It's not whether you're supposed to do it. Sichek Baden means you're a bad guy, right?
Doesn't mean it's not chal.
Can't person be sure of their rights? A guy buys him and he intends to do you, but he's not ready to do towards you. I could be sure that this could happen in between. So he needs to put a ratazara on the property. Person can never be sure of his rights. Without telling him someone else can come and.
Okay. So I have to take that into cheshbon when he pays.
If he's behind her right away, there's no problem.
Yeah, he wants a shivka for a few years. He bought a shivka.
He wants to wait till the last minute. That's the whole point.
Like we discovered yesterday.
He wants a shivka and
a
wife.
What changes?
What?
Really?
One second.
What changed?
I said that off the record.
But what changed? No, look at it. What really changes from a shivka to
Horace, tell me say. Horace, tell me say.
The stick and whose hand it goes to.
2,000 years ago. No, the
ichos. Sharks is the minus. What changes?
Sharks is minus. The ichos. Yeah.
It doesn't lose much.
Doesn't mean they have to work. Okay. But that's okay. So the point of Toysis is exactly. Just finish off with this. Huh? Yeah, we got thrown back into the kasha, but
it's free now.
Didn't hear all your
matches.
Yeah, he has the kasha. He has the kasha. No, it's my yell. It's your matches.
Who's your max?
He has the kasha. And I said, what do you mean?
Because it's beautiful.
I said, what do you mean? You didn't hear his yelling?
Because you were yelling. I wasn't yelling.
Okay.
You're being so stubborn. That's not what you're asking.
Okay. So Toysa says for Ken. It's an opposite order. Okay, because of the two kasha Toysa has in Rashi, which is that Moshel usually means the opposite. And because the way Rashi's learning, Toysis is bothered, you know, where do you see that? It's even true, according to Rabbanan, that the Sheni gave it. The Sheni is not Chal at all. Rabbanan never spoke about it, they never said anything. So because of that, Toysis learns, totally faket, the exact opposite. He says, the Marshal goes in the other direction. What does the Gemara mean? The Gemara means, the given was partial to us, and when a person says me'achshav lachar shloshim yo, when a sheni gives kedushin on day 15, then it goes back to the rishon. That's what was pashut us. And from there, we want to prove that according to the rabbanon, if a sheni would give in the middle while she's working, that kedushin would not be chal. That's the direction of the gemara. And in that, the gemara says, okay, so it's pshita. So no, ma'aditema loyim adam me'achshav. Ma'adatema meaning that maybe it's different. Because since by Yid she never said me'akshav, maybe she wouldn't have kedushas to the Sheni who gave it to her before the Yid. Kamash Malan, every Yid is like you said me'akshav.
Yeah, exactly. Like, why should that
be? That's the order of the Gemara, what the Torah says, but the exact opposite of the Gemara on the Rashi.
That makes sense.
That makes sense.
And you read them now, they're just like...
I know, it's so clear.
Huh?
They're just like...
Oh, yeah. You should continue being there. I'm not going to go. You should continue being there. Right.
You mean just restating my question and not explaining it and getting obnoxious and loud is not the way to be master? Oh.
If you were making fun of me, I missed it.
I just missed all of that. I just missed all of that. I just missed all of that.
Okay, fine.
You would have thought about you, since you didn't say the aksha, that it would not work.
Yeah, the hot meter would have been. Yeah, right. Meaning, what poshitos is that when you say aksha, the shady can't do anything? The chiddush is that he also works that way.
The Kesef Kiddushin was given at the beginning, but it's just like me giving Kesef Kiddushin now and saying it's going to be chal. Like,
that would be a half of what yid is. Kamash, well, no, yid is an absolute, right.
So what forced Rashi to learn this word? What did Rashi see that, you know?
What did Rashi want to learn, like Tosfos? Marshal Lahim, the issue is actually Makshov, Lapa Shoshim Yoim. I'm just reading it again because he's asking why.
Is Kasha Marshal Liman?
Yeah, maybe Rashi didn't like.
Marshal Liman?
Marshal Liman, yeah, maybe there's. Rashi heard the Mashmoyus is that you're going in that direction, yeah, I don't know. Sounds like you're, you know. I don't know. Now, in the second Brisa, we're going to have the same Machlekes as Rashi and Tosfos, no? It's going to come out the same Machlekes as in the second Brisa. So maybe that will just finish, tomorrow. I don't know. I'm going to just figure it out now. You saw the second Tosfos yet?
As much as I saw the first one.
The next
we're halfway through that thesis.
What, this one?
Yeah.
Oh, you want to see it inside?
Well, you had one great question too.
Huh?
With the white
center.
What is the difference?
Yeah, we could do it inside if you want.
It's going to make a difference.
Yeah.
According to
Joshua. Yeah. Looks right.
You want to do it inside?
You need your oatmeal, yeah. And it's screwed over to you. You got like dry oatmeal. It's not like a sandwich, a homemade bagel with peppers and cheese.
Yeah, what? You want to do it inside?
You eat that on the
fast. It made sense outside, no? It made sense?
Where's that?
Where should I start from? The Kach Beishri, right in the middle, first one in the line. Who had then got a yid, Shimba Achid, the kid shaw, Achra Machira, Koid Mayid, the animal Kadeshus, the Mawis Rishon's of Dushan Ditnu.
That's the phone.
So was that.
That's the order of the Gemara's right.
That's the rabbinate, right?
Yeah, Kondar Ba. Yeah.
So what if you say that Mawis Rishon's was not for Kedushan? But doesn't the Ado still have a right?
That's the Kasha. You're asking the point of Yehudah that it's not the year, not till later.
Right.
It's not called to be in the beginning.
Can I take it away?
Since he has the right to do it the entire time, how can I take it away? That's the same Kasha before.
It's more of a Kasha according to Rabban. Rabban says it doesn't work, right?
It doesn't work anymore. But the question is, according to the Yisrael, it does work. Like in the next Bryce, we'll see clearly.
But that case is not like the one that got the guy, the one that gives money. It's not a muscle of like a lamiach or lachash loishim man. It's not even similar. According to the Yisrael, it's not even similar.
That's right. It's not. According to the Yisrael, it's not. There's no machsho according to him. That's right.
Okay. Well, the right is.
That's right. There's no machsho according to him. That's why this whole discussion of Ma'akshav is only in the Rabbanim.
According to Rabbi Yisrael, you don't need to say that to have a Ma'akshav,
right? Doesn't work. What does that mean?
Then anyway, you have the right.
But, and in the first case, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it would be chal the kedushin, right? The same yachshav, it's chal. Well, so that's the catch there. Is the right?
Yeah. The tiny yidduch will do tomorrow. But that's what Tosfos is saying, you see? And then the rest flows to the Gemara. What? That's what I spoke it out before.
I don't have to read the words. See it inside. You understand the words.
See it inside. That direction. Then he speaks out. This is how you read the Gemara. He tells us how to read the Gemara. He says, "Moshul aman, ami melamed amoshul." Who are you learning to? Not from. Who are you learning to? Who is the moshul teaching you to? He learned the Beis Beyudo, Vamer and Yeshus Beyoin. Vimkein lo domer loimer 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 meachshul. Sherei beinan amering the word meachshul. That's what Tosfos means. Etc. Happening later on. That's the libid. What's the difference? If it's pashat you, then when he says ma'achshav la'achshoshim yoyim, the din is that the shein you can't do a kedushin. So that's pashat. That according to the Rabbanan, in yid, it's the same exact thing. So Gemara says no, it's not so pashat. Mishani, no, ma'od the tei mahol loy amar ma'achshav by yid. He never said ma'achshav. Va'afilu the Rabbanan, since he never said ma'achshav, it should be that even according to the Rabbanan, nami tei mukudeshes la'acher shekid shekoydem yid, she should be mukudeshes to the sheini. Because no me'achshav over there, kuloi domi lo amali isha to hasim amal lo me'achshav, and it's not domi to the case of amal isha, because over there he did say me'achshav. Kamash balon, to give the chol mechira manas lo yoid, command amal lo me'achshav domi. Every yid is like saying me'achshav. It's understood, I'm giving it over, al das the yid, which means, and you hold my three shayinis, I will make the yid, that means it's an automatic me'achshav. That's a chiddush of the Gemara.
Most shows the kiddush in it, why is that a chiddush?
It's a chiddush that the most, that's called me'achshav.
Even if that's called me'achshav.
Why? Why is that a chiddush?
Yeah, even
it'll, it'll be a chiddush.
No, because you could have a case where I give you money, and I say, I want it to be chal, lav, and shoshim yoyim. There's no me'achshav. You have a case like that.
It's not a retroactive thing. It's just a time-based
Right.
It's definitely lush and me'achshav. Which means definitely, right. I have to say it. So the chiddush is, yid is like saying
it. I read the kiddush is leave July 1st.
And without...
And somebody else comes...
But you gave her money. You gave her money then.
Without me'achshav.
You gave money now. Like
me'achshav. You gave money now, but it's only going to happen then. It's not like it happened now, but...
You didn't give her money. You don't say me'achshav. Someone else can come along and take it.
Right.
You didn't give money.
Even if you gave.
Even if he gave money,
yeah.
You didn't say that. So married July 1st.
Correct. That's why by yid, you would think that someone else can give it. But mashallah, yid is like saying mashallah.
Like saying mashallah, so you don't say
mashallah. That's
the chiddush. You're saying that if you're talking about yid, it's not like you say.
And you also give me money, right?
Yeah, because the money is not like you said. It's not like you said.
Yeah.
That's the chiddush. It's like you said mashallah. It's
a built-in feature.
Rebbe's Yehuda is not no gay anyway. Rebbe's Yehuda is, the chiddush happens later.
It's not an opposite.
The money is being given later.
So it's not like in it's even less than that.
I didn't give you the money now even. When I give you the money now, that should be chal later. There's two ways of doing that. With me'achshav or without me'achshav.
24 months.
So he's not going to be different to the fact that there's an inherent right in the sonship. So that right is no relevance.
The second marriage wasn't the money. That's what we'll see in the next price. We're going to be created by Yehuda.
I'll put a check on your account, and I'll come back to yours and find this. Give me all the money.
Because the person can be secure in their rights. There's no way to even check this. Not even a.
They can't go to the seller machine and check.